Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
10 after 8, good morning.
Here comes summer. School is out, oh, happy day. Here comes summer. I'm gonna grab my girl and run away. Here comes summer. We'll go swimming every day and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home.
Yeah, one more day of 80 degrees here and then cooler until next Monday. Dean Richards with us now for some entertainment news.
Thought we'd a good summer feeling.
Yeah, thought we'd lay a little of the immortal Jerry Keller.
When you couldn't wait for school to get out, you'd sit in those hot classrooms waiting for the end of the school year.
Summer vacation seemed so long then, remember? Right. By the way, I'm Casey Kasem, and Jerry Keller, who had that worldwide hit with Here Comes Summer, also wrote Turn Down Day for the Circle in the late 60s.
Oh, wow. Never knew that.
And
good song. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars, Bob.
Now on to Jimmy Fallon. And tell me why he's apologizing for something that happened years ago. Well, how did this come about?
20 years ago, he did a sketch on Saturday Night Live in which he was impersonating Chris Rock, and that included him being in blackface. And, you know, NBC removed the video from all of its websites. They never show it. They realized that it was a mistake and just tried to kind of sweep it under the carpet. But clips began to resurface recently on Twitter and YouTube. And there was a little bit of outrage that that this happened and that nobody said anything about it for 20 years. But yesterday, Jimmy Fallon issued an apology on Twitter saying, "In 2000, while on SNL, I made a terrible decision to do an impersonation of Chris Rock while in blackface. He said, there's no excuse for this. I'm very sorry for making this unquestionably offensive decision, and thank you all for holding me accountable."
Well, it's a well-worded apology. It's not one of those non-apology apologies where you get that line, if it offended somebody,
right. You
know, he did it the right way. But can you imagine, you're Jimmy Fallon, you wake up one morning and all of this is going around the internet again after all those years?
After all this time. I mean, I wonder what was going through his head, this whole time for every blackface story that came up. I mean, he knew that it was in the file somewhere. He knew that he did that also.
Yeah.
And just hope that nobody ever found it.
Yeah, no kidding. I like what Alan Jackson is doing. Tell us about this.
I think this is one of the best ideas that I've heard of in a long time. Alan Jackson wants to get out there and perform. The fans want live concerts again. So what he's done is combine a concert-going experience with a drive-in theater experience. He has rented out a drive-in theater in Alabama, and next month he's going to be performing two outdoor concerts. You stay in your car, or at least close to your car anyway, so there will be 2,000 cars allowed into this venue. Alan Jackson will be up near the screen performing, but nobody can get near the stage. I presume that the musicians will all be socially distanced apart appropriately, but the audience, instead of standing near the stage, up close near the stage, they stay at their car. And, they'll be able to not only hear it because it's going to be a live concert, but it's going to be going through the regular speaker system. It'll be up on the big screen at the same time. And best of all, you can order food from your car on your phone. A car hop will come and deliver it to your car safely. Fantastic idea.
Yeah, it's perfect. And nobody will be standing in front of you blocking your vision.
No.
You're safe. You're comfortable. I hope more people do this. There aren't too many drive-in theaters around. There are a few around here. We've been talking about how when the one in McHenry opened up, they had long lines waiting to get in there. But this is the good idea of the day for sure.
This is a fantastic idea. And, if anybody was smart, how difficult would it be to throw up one of those big drive-in screens And, you know, you don't even need those speakers anymore.
No.
Everything can be wireless, and you could easily do something like this. It's a fantastic way to get the live concert experience back going again. And I love that drive-in theaters are, you know, becoming popular again.
Right. Yeah, and a comfortable way to see a concert, for sure. Let's talk about the movies and Tom Cruise a little bit here. What's going on with his project?
Well, I told you about this project where he wants to make a movie in outer space. And, you know, it seemed like kind of a crazy idea at first, but then he got Elon Musk worked into the idea, and they approached NASA, and they liked the idea. And now they've hired a director, the Edge of Tomorrow, which was one of Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible movies, was directed by a guy named Doug Liman, and he has signed up to be part of the project. He's going to write the script, and he will produce the movie and direct it. No title, no plot details yet. Tom Cruise has to get two Mission Impossible movies completed before he starts working on this. They are both being held up now because of the pandemic. So hopefully we can get those done, because I'm so curious to see what he's going to do in real outer space. I mean, you know, we've seen plenty of them done with special effects, but that's not good enough for Tom Cruise.
He definitely has the adventure gene in his chromosomes, doesn't
he? That's for sure.
All right, well, let's take a quick break here, update weather, traffic, get a sports headline for you, and then more with Dean Richards, including some pretty interesting news here about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and also a Kardashian property for sale. So stand by, get your bank account ready for that.
When it comes to the weather, we all want to know, what did Skillings say? Watch for updated forecasts from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN-TV.
I think Dean Richards now wants to be introduced on Channel 9 as the most trusted source for entertainment news.
That's correct.
Yeah, or does Skilling have his patented in some way?
I think he would loan it out. I think he would loan it out. Hey, you know what, Bob? We're just talking about drive-in theaters, and I just saw a story pop up on the wire of how Dolphin Stadium is going to be transformed into a drive-in theater. And it makes such fantastic sense that all these venues that have these, you know, fantastic jumbotrons in them, what they're going to do is drive cars onto the field at Dolphin Stadium. The cars will line up pointed toward the jumbotron, and people can watch you know, movies or whatever in that kind of venue.
You know, Dave Bennett and I were talking about how so many people are hurt by this pandemic business-wise around the sports world, including those ancillary businesses like parking lot attendants,
sure,
and food services and so forth, and the vendors. And this may be a way to get some of them back, too. Dave, is this going to spread to other stadiums?
I think the Texas Rangers, who have a brand-new ballpark, which they haven't been in yet, are doing the same thing. And the Dolphins, Dean, are also going to have an open-air theater. They say it's going to be in the Hard Rock Stadium South Plaza for a little more intimate viewing experience, but an open-air theater. And they also say you can order food and drinks through an online ordering and payment system and have them delivered to your car or to your seat.
That's the best part to me.
Yeah. And
the food.
And, you know, Keith Urban did a show for healthcare workers in Nashville at a drive-in. So you'll be hearing more about that. It makes a lot of sense.
This idea with, you know, a concert at a drive-in theater,
mm-hmm,
or in a stadium that they set up to be like a drive-in theater, I could see it being done at Soldier Field very easily, and I think it would be kind of easy to get the cars in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah.
know about Wrigley Field. I don't know if...
No, they don't have enough parking lots.
Well, the cars would be in the stadium, though.
Oh, inside, yeah.
They'd be in the stadium and on the field, but I don't know how many cars you could get, you know, in a baseball arena versus Soldier Field.
So go left on Addison, then you make a left on Sheffield,
yeah.
Turn into the right field gate.
Literally.
Yeah. You know what? And when we get out of this pandemic, maybe this is another way for the drive-in theaters to survive. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
It's an interesting idea.
What was this record that... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia broke, Dean?
It is about to break the record that was has been held by The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, being a live-action television series on the air consecutively for 14 years. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. When they begin their new season, they will be beginning their 15th season, as they have just been renewed. So, Ozzie, Harriet, David, Ricky, step aside. You have a far more dysfunctional group taking the helm of longest-running live-action TV show, because The Simpsons are the longest-running TV show right now, which is animated, of course.
And again, Ozzie's job, he did work, right? He was supposed to, on the show he didn't work, though, but he was a band leader, I
did
think.
In real life, you mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did he go to work ever, or was he just at home annoying Harriet all day?
That was it.
Yeah.
All right, we have a property for sale in the Kardashian family. Give us the lowdown on this, Dean.
Yes, this is a fantastic of a deal, as I like to call them, when we find some good celebrity real estate that you may want to purchase. Khloe Kardashian picked up a home, a 11,000 square foot home in Calabasas, California, just a couple of years ago. She bought it in 2013, and now she wants to sell it. It was previously owned by Justin Bieber, but thoroughly cleaned after he left. And Eddie Murphy also owned this home as well. So there's some pretty good showbiz royalty that once lived in this home. It's right down the street from Kourtney Kardashian and just 5 minutes away from Kris Jenner's house. So you are right in the thick of crazy. It's at the crossroads of crazy and nutty streets. And it is on the market right now. It's actually not on the market yet. It's about to go on the market for $19 million.
It's a nice neighborhood. That's Calabasas, isn't it?
Calabasas, California, correct.
Yeah. And finally, we have HBO Max launching today. So in addition to Apple Plus and Disney Plus, now I got to figure out how to get HBO Max.
Right. One more online platform that Bob won't be able to figure out how to get on, which is a shame because platform just seems great to me. I mean, it's everything that you've ever enjoyed on HBO, all the original HBO shows, Sopranos, Sex and the City, Westworld, the list goes on and on and on of their shows. But they are co-owned by Time Warner, which gives them access to all of the Warner Brothers film library, 100 years of movie making of Warner Brothers films, which they just announced a little less than an hour ago that they are going to put all 8 Harry Potter movies up on HBO Max for streaming starting today as well. But Friends will be on there. Big Bang Theory will be on there. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Veep will be on there. The list is way too long for me to even mention. But it's new movies. It's great old classic movies. It's Doctor Who. A lot of people have been asking about that. That's going to be on there. A Star is Born, Aquaman, Joker. As I say, the list goes on and on and on. But if you go to HBOMax.com, you can get more information. There's different pricing structures that I think would only confuse you if I started to mention it all. It's somewhere between $11 or $15 a month, depending on which service that you use. And if you use AT&T, which is also part of the Time Warner family, and you already have HBO, then it's free. Go to HBOMax.com and get more information if you're interested. But this it seems like one of the really great all-purpose online platforms. Plus, I saved the best for last here, Bob. The Looney Tunes animated library is also part of this, which is Warner Brothers. That's on there. So you'll get some good Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and Porky Pig and Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote and, you know, the list goes on and on of which were always my favorite cartoons growing up anyway.
Yeah, I'm a Elmer Fudd guy myself.
Love Elmer Fudd.
We've got to let Dean Richards go because he's going to be grilling on Channel 9. What is it, shrimp and veggie packets today?
Yeah, we're doing some shrimp and vegetables. You wrap it up in an aluminum packet and put it on the grill. It couldn't be easier and couldn't be more delicious. It's going to be about like 9:30, 9:40 this morning, something like that.
Chicago's most trusted cook, Dean Richards.
And sweatiest. It's hot outside.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Dean.